Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash Jackpot is $100 thanks to Progressive Commercial Insurance. It can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. All right, Alice, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Alice.
So, Alice, while Raven is walking out of here, I should let you know that nothing makes me happier than when he loses 2 days in a row. So if you could make that happen, it would be a joyous, joyous day. Sound good?
I'll try.
All right. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, the newest rumor of who's going to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show is Adele, even though she's turned it down in the past. She's from what country?
England.
Number two, Sabrina Carpenter will make her Grand Ole Opry debut on October 7th. It's part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebrations. It was also announced that she will host and perform during what October 18th show?
Saturday Night Live.
Number three, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle is the highest grossing anime film of all time and was number one at the box office again this past weekend. What other demon animated series dominated Netflix over the summer?
Stranger Things.
Number four, Jimmy Kimmel Live will return tonight after his suspension from the network. Some stations are still not going to air his show, though. Before his late-night gig, Jimmy Kimmel co-hosted which Comedy Central show with Adam Carolla? That's time. And number five, Adam Sandler is currently on the road performing his You're My Best Friend tour. His first acting role was playing Smitty, a friend of one of the main characters on what popular 1980s sitcom?
Was it Cheers?
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Alice.
Not great. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, the newest rumor of who's going to be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show is Adele, even though she's turned it down in the past. She's from what country?
She's from England, and I love her, but I think it would be boring. Send your love to me. Is it boring?
Number two, Sabrina Carpenter will make her Grand Ole Opry debut on October 7th. It's part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebrations.
Okay.
It was also announced that she will host and perform during what show on October 18th?
The Super Bowl. No, I'm just kidding. Saturday Night Live.
That's right. You guys are tied at two. Number three, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle is the highest grossing anime film of all time and was number one at the box office again this past weekend.
Mm.
What other demon animated series dominated Netflix over the summer?
Animated, huh? Was it just Demon Hunter? Was it just called Demon Hunter?
No, it's K-pop Demon Hunter.
Right.
Number four, Jimmy Kimmel Live will return tonight after his suspension from the network, and some stations are still not going to air his shows, though.
Mm-hmm.
Before his late-night gig, Jimmy Kimmel co-hosted which Comedy Central show with Adam Carolla?
The Man Show.
Yep. And number five, Adam Sandler is currently on the road performing his You're My Best Friend tour. His first acting role was playing Smitty, a friend of one of the main characters on what popular 1980s sitcom?
Oh, God, I know this. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
It was The Cosby Show.
Yeah, all
yeah.
right.
I'm sorry, Alice. He beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Okay, can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $200 tomorrow, Anna. Here we go.
And I want to thank Jeff. He supplied one of the questions I used today. If you ever have an idea for a question, you can submit it at annonraven.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.